money, what you need is a brain. A little bit of money, know a little bit of fame. Know a little bit of I don't need a goddamn thing. Getting rowdy like a gun blast, like a 151 from a rum glass, like a hi-hat crash on a drum track, like a room full of people screaming, what's that? Like a grenade bang, show a hole in the ground, like a propane tank blowing up with a sound. All the hell woke up because you're making a choice. Think a little bit of what?
Seven up, we crispy and clean. The two of we together combined, it's absurd. Try test, we sell and you lose, mark me word. You know we get a cracker when we get on the mic. And you get what you like, now you heard. So
we know your people came to party, so let's have a good time.
For the girls in the place, just grab up them boys.
And nothing's gonna stop it till we go home with the morning sunshine.
There's enough in the place, so now we're gonna make some
noise.
Get them up high, bring your voices. The leads and needs are
nice.
Get them up high. We the boys and the least watch your bomb and feed the
noise.
Get them up high. Better see the choice. Made your bed, but rest and sleep with
noise.
Get them up high. We the horse to raise the dead with levels of leap for noise.
Kaboom, biggity bow or whatnot. Your dude is flipping the tune like gunshot, blow the room. Shooting through you like a harpoon. Quick zoom like a motor wolfing out of full moon. With a riding crew beside me and my mic in my hand on the nightly. Never wrong with a blonde or a brunette gone. Nevertheless, in the crowd that I hype me, who's afraid of the big bad wolf? When he hop and he pop and he blow the whole place up. Like a wise guy die when I play rough. And the crowd go wild for the same stuff. Use an outside voice, you hear that what? We put you up on game, you really got no choice. We never giving the public the love of hitting the roof of the meter, screaming with a what?
More like radio, less like crap.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room. It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke.
Sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high stakes, high flying, and hard hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at czwrestling.com. That's czwrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra violent underground.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Well, the guy in Florida fell asleep because Sean was sending a moon picture. So, well.
Yeah, whatever happened with those moon pictures?
They were sent.
A Mount Tour woman said she...
to the moon?
I don't even remember what the story was about at this point.
You don't have to. Just stand there and be beautiful and shut the fuck up.
What's going on with Dora the Explorer?
A Mount Dora.
His answer was they were sent.
What do you want from me, Ryan?
You're going to be okay, buddy?
He's so angry.
It's too much fun.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Hello, and thank you for choosing Hippo Juice.
What about the Hippo Juice show?
What about the Hippo Juice
people? Let me get back to you a couple of minutes. I've never even heard of listening to Hippo Juice.
What are you, a douchebag?
I want to see the Hippo Juice email.
I love listening to Hippo Juice.
Hey, it's Patrice O'Neal, and you motherfuckers are listening to Hippo Juice.
Water, no water, can't stop.
I'm a producer, motherfucker. I got
like,
shit.
There's always so much in my mind, so whenever I'm having sex with somebody, it usually takes me a while to come.
Oh, my God. There's a
video. Back away.
You're in you paralyzed. That's why I'm laughing so hard.
Hippo Juice, nigga.
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780 or hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter or Facebook. We'll keep an eye on that throughout the show. Today is March 5th, Ash Wednesday.
More like Ash Wednesday.
Where we celebrate the greatest Pokemon trainer of all time, Ash.
Ash Ketchum.
Uh-huh. So,
or Ash Williams from Evil Dead.
Also, we celebrate his life and career. So today we're doing that by...
As a hobo?
Yes.
Oh. AshleyMadison.com also has a special.
So what you do is you rub period blood on your forehead. No, and
then,
guys.
And then happy birthday, Ashley Fuller.
Sean, you're a religious expert. You want to explain what Ash Wednesday
These
is?
He's a religious sexpert.
You're right. I get confused.
That's not a real thing.
Sean, you're a religious sexpert. What is Ash Wednesday about?
It's Wednesday. Ash Wednesday is a day...
Today.
...where a bunch of grown men...
And women.
And whatever.
And children. Grown children.
I don't... They're not even...
And grown babies.
Men are the only grown people babies. In the eyes of the Lord, so it doesn't matter.
You're right. It's in the Bible. It's in the back.
So a bunch of grown men all get together, mm-hmm. and they rub some mud on their forehead.
So far, I'm liking it. I've been to Ren Fairs that are like that.
And
Where is Dutch?
Then they...
Dutch is right here.
Fuck children vigorously.
Does the mud keep away mosquitoes?
No, it keeps away straight people, and it signifies pedophiles.
Well, now, what... When does not eating meat on Friday start?
Now?
Soon? Is it now?
It's now. Yeah.
Now?
Well, Lent is the next 40 days after.
No, Lent is... Hold
Lent
on.
Lent said steal my sunshine.
Exactly. John
no,
just stole my
Len.
Joke.
Len. No tea.
God damn Lent. You guys.
I have this really funny joke that I thought of that no one else has. I say for Lent, I'm
asbestos.
Giving up Lent. It's really good.
What I don't get
is
most things because you're a woman. Oh,
it's a tough movie to get, Marie.
Why does
especially when the architect talks? It's like what?
That was hard to follow.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay, this is why I'm asking where Dutch is because
right here is so beautiful.
Oh, okay, thank you. Did you just walk back in?
No, I've been here for a while.
Not looking at Skype.
If you would answer, Hangout, this would be so much easier.
But okay, Dutch
idiot.
Doesn't
True
know
story.
How to do it, but this is the point. I always use Chrome, so Dutch tells me, try using a different browser. So I use the only other browser I have, the new Internet Explorer that plays dubstep and shows the Avengers on it, you know? And I swear, I'm being as literal as humanly possible. I open
and
it for
feels
the first-
like I am just yeah. too close to love. All right.
Okay, so how come Royce tried for less than 1 second and it worked? Dutch.
Hey, hop on there, Ryan.
I just sent it
no,
to you.
Hey, no pro. I was mean.
You're not popping up over here.
All right. My question about Lent was, why does everybody treat Lent differently? Everyone has their own Lenten rule.
That's not true.
No, everyone does it differently.
No, like who?
Some people don't eat meat entirely. Some people eat fish. Some people eat chicken. Some people just like starve. Some people just work out harder. Like some people just give up one thing and it could be super easy.
Do you even Lent, bro?
Dude, so let me tell you. So I'm using Internet Dubstep Explorer. It's the first time I've ever opened it, and it immediately froze
okay,
everything
hey,
Dubstep, on my computer.
Why don't you tilt your camera down so we don't have to look at your fucking hairdo and see your face? Thank you.
My face is handsome.
I don't want to see it.
I have to lie.
Well, that's grainy. There's
no,
a lot of grain.
No, there's
me.
No grain. You fucking idiot.
It's probably why do you
is,
the bath
so is
oatmeal.
It Fat Tuesday or is it Lent when people start going to Louisiana and like getting drunk in the streets and
listen,
dancing around?
All I know is that Universal Studios is in full Mardi Gras swing with Collective Soul followed by Foreigner.
Collective yeah. Soul Cat.
Mardi Gras Universal Studios.
That's a commercial and it is
that
terrible.
Fucking douchebag.
And yeah, because Universal Studios, a theme park in Orlando themed after a studio in California, I see how they're heavily involved with the New Orleans tradition.
Absolutely. Just like how Tampa Bay has their own version of Mardi Gras with Gasparilla. Florida really adopts...
You know what I call it? I call it Aspirilla.
You know what my reason for drinking heavily until I pass out is?
Your homosexuality.
Living in New Orleans.
Oh. Your name is
living
Dutch.
In New Orleans is a good enough reason for that.
So last week we
I'm
actually...
I'm saying New Orleans is an awful place
we
to
got
be.
It!
I understand. Got it. Last week we actually...
And a heavily induced alcohol coma is preferred.
Can oh my clarify? God, what happened last week? There was no show.
Sorry?
Well, we attempted to go to Universal Studios because we were bored out of our minds. We're like, let's just go there. There's probably something going on because of the whole Mardi Gras thing.
It was dead. There was no one there.
It was completely empty. Completely. We wandered around twice. There was one DJ that was performing to two kids.
It was so sad. It was so sad.
We just had to leave.
It was nice.
No, it was not. It was sad. It was sad. It was very sad.
So sad.
Dinner was I don't know nice. How to say this PC-wise, but City Walk has gotten really Puerto Rican-y, and it's making me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah,
okay?
But that Mexican restaurant was delicious.
All the people in the restaurant, all the workers were Puerto Rican. None of them
there
were Mexican.
There were some white girl servers in there.
It was the first restaurant we'd ever been to where the downstairs menu was different from the upstairs
it's
menu.
So
it was very weird.
Hipster.
They're like, do you want
yeah,
the upstairs
I mean,
menu
you don't
or the downstairs
carry fajitas
menu?
Upstairs. Well, it's too hot.
I was like, what's the difference? What happens upstairs? Is it safe?
Well, upstairs had the burrito bar, if I remember correctly.
Mm. What, whoa. What the hell's a burrito bar?
It's a bar
that
where you make
burritos.
There you go.
No, it's a bar made out of burritos.
It's even a bar would, mitzvah of burritos.
I would do kill homeless people for burritos right now.
Do they you know cut any? You off if you have too much burrito? Like, sir, I think you had enough, ese.
Yes, that's exactly
all
what
right.
happens, John.
One of the most, speaking of disgusting
burrito
restaurants.
Burrito bars?
Burrito bars.
Speaking of burrito bars, Royce, what diet are you doing?
Me? Yeah. AIDS.
The eat okay. everything in sight diet?
No, I'm not doing any diet. I'm just running a lot. And
why
burning
do you ask?
Why? Ryan? Yeah, what do you ask?
Why do you ask?
Oh, no, because I am involved in a weight loss contest for the Trust Us
well,
or Not
I won and, because...
Yeah,
and I have lost... I've lost much weight, and I was very curious as to what you were doing, because I'm following the trend, and I'm doing the paleo diet, which is basically the Atkins diet without dairy.
Paleo? Like paleontology? You eat a bunch of old plants?
That's not bad. That's a good diet. And fossils.
Fossilized
plants.
And
then plants. You die off like the dinosaurs.
How do you find enough dinosaurs
I'm
to
doing,
eat?
I'm doing this old school thing where I burn more calories than I eat. End of diet. I swear to God.
Really?
That's it. There's
how's
no
that work?
Nothing else.
Let me tell you, and I'm going to regret saying this immediately, but
thank you.
I
know I'm attractive.
I am in this weight loss contest. So if you go to the Trust Us for Heart YouTube page, there was a video of me in my underwear.
I've seen it.
We all have seen it.
Ryan, I've seen you naked.
Yeah, that was very degrading. I don't know why you let her do that to you.
It made me sad
I know,
for you.
Between the dark lit room and the sheets in the back, it looked like there was a gun, like an AK off camera held to my head. I had to say that I'm happy here.
I am not doing this against my will.
I look slightly less than ideal. Just slightly.
I don't believe that.
I've been like doing interval running and then weightlifting and then kettlebell every day. And I've lost like, I don't know, like 12 pounds in 14 days. And still, it's awful. So I was curious what diet you have been doing. Or you just cut all gluten out, right?
Well, yeah, that's because of my IBS, not because of anything else. But because
I've also, in this diet, you cannot eat gluten and... I feel infinitely better about everything in the world. It's amazing.
Not to get too into this riveting conversation, but I have IBS. I have IBS, and because of that, I stopped eating. Because I've tried everything. It was bad. Like I would be shitting like 17 times a day. I mean, it was fucking sad.
Now it's only 15 times.
Yeah,
it's pretty
he's,
good.
He's taken a couple of times
it's not
off.
Not bad.
You sure you
it's
don't have bad. Like Crohn's disease?
No. I actually went to the doctor. I don't have anything except for IBS.
No, I've seen him drink alcohol. He had Crohn's disease. He'd die.
I'd be dead.
Yeah.
You might just be glutarded, and that's probably why you're...
That
not,
okay,
you know.
I'm 90% sure that's not a medical term.
But we're
not. Are you a 90% sure you're a doctor? Because I'm 90% sure you're not a doctor.
Pricey and one of the most expensive New York City eateries falls short on the health inspection. Now, This is how expensive this restaurant is. It's $310 a plate.
Okay. What?
Jack in the Box.
How much fancy are the plates?
The name of the
Wow, me and John made the same awful joke.
I know. I'm going to go throw up now.
Then make out.
The name of the restaurant is, and I kid you not, Per Se.
That's a hipster name. More like Purse Gay.
It's P-E-R space S-E. Per Se.
Well, the dress code is hipster casual.
And what's that? Oh, I know that. That's an umbrella, rain boots, and some sort of...
No. It's only the hip portion of your body is casual. Everything else is dressy.
That's very weird.
One fedora per crew.
Tux with a bathing suit?
Yes.
I like it.
So then their sign, it's a little P, big S.
Yes. Per Se, one of New York City's most expensive restaurants, but it's C grade from the health inspectors, put it near the bottom. Now, I don't know if a lot of cities, Florida doesn't do this, but some Dutch, does Colorado do this? I didn't notice it.
I know what you're talking about. I've seen this around.
Yeah, I know Cali does it, and I know that that's California for you people that are old and don't get briefs. Cali does it.
Where's that?
It's on the left coast, bro. That's what the kids call it.
Cali?
Yeah.
Left coast.
Never heard. Is that like California?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because I've been nothing there, like, and it's awful.
Dude. It's terrible. It's bankrupt.
Yeah, it's
fucking terrible. No. And New York does it too, where they give you a letter grade. We got C from health inspectors puts it near the bottom of the heap when it comes to sanitary violations. Per Se got 42 violation points when it was inspected.
Nice. Mall says more like pussy.
Nailed it.
Nice.
City Health Department records showed infractions including failure to hold hot foods at 140 degrees.
All right. To be fair to everybody that put money into this building, they all thought that the people that were telling them what to do were being sarcastic. They're like, Per Se, what you need to do is,
don't. Oh, God. I hate
chew sugar-free gum.
I am glad this place. Per Se representatives did not immediately return calls seeking a comment because they only have a landline phone and it's rotary and they don't know how to operate it. But the restaurant will have a chance to argue its case at a hearing. However, they don't know if they could park all their single-speed bikes there.
I cleaned the kitchen, Per Se.
Dude, here on my defense, we got 42 violations, but that's only because we did 42 wrong things.
Yeah, okay.
So it adds up. The numbers are there.
42 minus 42, zero. So boom, we're back to square one.
I got 42 problems and our restaurant ain't none.
The 10-year-old Per Se is the East Coast outlet of Thomas Keller's French Laundry in Yountville, California.
What are the violations, though? Is it something dumb like the fridge is supposed to be 38 degrees and it's 37 degrees? Or
and there's too many cockroaches?
When you get a C rating and you're supposed to be like one of the highest, classy joint or whatever, like that's not good.
Lack of hand washing.
Oh, is that bad?
Lack of hand washing facility near the food prep area. Per Se is one of only 7 New York City restaurants to earn 3 Michelin stars, which is weird because they make tires and rate restaurants. I don't get it. And the New York Times.
John. How can they be good at both?
And the New York Times called it the city's best. Some snobby person's laughing at that.
No. They called it the shitty's best restaurant.
Right. The chef's tasting menu for Sundays included Hudson Valley Duck.
Well, there's your problem. He's tasting everything before giving it to you.
No, Marie.
No wonder it's terrible.
It's not what a tasting menu is. What it means is...
You eat the menu.
You take a big bite right out of the menu itself.
It's not an edible menu.
You need the menu to order the food,
no,
Royce.
What they do...
can't
the menu
eat it.
Has to be edible, otherwise forget it.
What they do with a tasting menu...
Per Se.
Hate all of you guys so much.
I don't know why this is so
forget
hard to
it!
Follow.
It doesn't matter!
No, it matters. What happens with the tasting menu?
What happens
per
with...
Se.
Dude, okay, let me tell you about the stupid health inspector problem that I got. Like, if it's something legit, I get it. But if any health inspector went to if any health inspector went to anybody's home and saw how they cooked in their kitchen, they would all fail.
What are you talking about, Ryan? Just because I only use one tong and move raw chicken and then cooked food and then grab lettuce with it, is that wrong? I don't know how things work.
So no. You got to use the blue tongs for the frozen food and the red tongs for the cooked food. I'm like, shut up.
No, no one cares.
I understand what you're saying, Ryan. But
shut up. There's no cross-contamination with 3 tombstone pizzas and 4 beers. Okay? So don't pretend that you understand. You haven't cooked anything in your life.
I would never be caught
life.
Dead with less than a whole case of beer in my house.
You're right. Good point. Might be.
Might be, yo.
No, I see what you're saying, though. But like, I kind of like the fact that they have this grading system because I don't want people, just... taking a shit and not washing their hands and touching my food.
I mean, that's an extreme. Well, okay, I'm with you. Actually, I'm with you, Dutch, but that's an extreme, though. None of them were just shitting on their hands and making sandwiches.
You don't know. I don't know what these C-grade places are doing.
Per se is one of the only seven New York's already right there. The chef's tasting menu for Sunday included Hudson Valley duck, Nova Scotia lobster, and
it consisted of Hudson Valley lobster and Nova Scotia duck.
Nova Scotia lobster is really polite lobster. There was $100 surcharge for the Wagyu beef.
What about the Wagyu me beef?
No, that.
I don't want to show anyone. You guys are a bunch of immature babies. I can't read a story about high class eating.
I realize
you were the compass on maturity on this show.
New York City's health officials.
New York City. What happened to that button?
just gave it to you.
You guys, fucking terrible. New York City health officials began issuing letter grades to restaurants in 2000 and late, and about 87% of city's restaurants.
That's not what it said.
I'm reading verbatim. Okay. Had A grades
per se.
And
per se.
Shut up.
You know, this is really stupid because I have the article up, and out of 42 violations, the worst one they could pull out was failing to hold hot food at 140 degrees. Like, I don't care. Like,
really hot. I would put it down too.
Exactly. Yeah, you put it on a freaking $300 plate. That's what they're there for, per se.
This is holding. Stupid.
What do you mean you know by holding a
hot? You know what their violations are?
Shocked
probably one
neighbors
of those.
Begged and pleaded as they watched a Florida man have sex with a pit bull in his yard.
It's me.
Per se?
I'm playing it. I just wanted to change from this per se story. But
what happened?
Unless you had something else to add.
Well,
go back to the
we're not going to be able to go back from what I just played, so I'd rather just play what I play now. Because I just saw this guy's eyes. Here, I'm playing it again.
So they just go bankrupt then, I guess, per se?
I guess we're moving on.
That's
per
it.
Se?
That was the other story. It really was.
Okay. Per se.
If you don't fucking stop.
Shocked neighbors begged and pleaded as they watched a Florida man have sex with a pit bull in his yard. The Tampa Tribune is reporting. Ugh. According to the Hillsborough...
The pit bull was recorded as saying, Dolly!
Oh, no.
Mersh, what did you do this morning?
Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office, 57-year-old Bernard Marcinek, was arrested Wednesday morning and charged with aggravated animal cruelty.
Who is reading
sexual
this
activity
article?
Involving animals.
She's doing
two
I think it's Siri.
Oh, dude, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah. I'm going to go throw up again.
Counts of being a felon in possession of a firearm. Locals who saw the alleged
the firearm seems secondary in that story.
Right.
You're right. The point
only
you're fucking a
story
a
where a man is having sex with a pit bull in the yard can
by
make
the, way,
the fact that he has an illegal firearm not that important.
Wait, having sex with a pit bull or having sex with pit bull?
Mr. Worldwide.
You know what I like about pit bull is that all of his beats are not sampled from other songs.
That's not true. All of
every
them
every single one, dude. There's not a single one of his things that it's original. It's like a takeoff of something else.
You know what? And like Will Smith obviously did that with all of his songs. But
I don't believe you.
He at least rapped on all of them. Like Pitbull says like 9 words, 2 of them in Spanish. And then
kick it to other celebrity that he has sing chorus.
Como?
Also, all of his franchise restaurants are C-grade.
He's the white guy version of Little John.
What?
Gay?
The one who made him
gay?
Famous.
You're right.
Little John made him famous.
What? Oh, that's right. Wasn't that Gasolina song they did or some shit?
Dolly!
Little John put him on all that crap. He's the one who made him. He literally made him who he is. So you have him to thank.
He put him on the streets. He put him in everyone's ears.
He's what's hot in the streets, son.
Yeah! What?
Royce.
Yes.
Didn't you throw a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle at his face when you guys were little?
Yeah, when we were little.
Little John?
Not Little John.
No.
No, they were little.
He was black.
Little John. I was
about to say what?
Little John.
Little John threw something at Little John.
Normal-sized Royce, or Fat Royce, because back then, got pissed at Ricky and his friend at the time, whatever his name was, Pitbull.
Armando.
Yeah. Yes. And because they wouldn't let me play, so I broke the leg off of one of the foot soldiers.
Like a grown
and
up.
And threw it at his bitch ass head. Motherfucker didn't do shit, bro. Motherfucker didn't do shit because he's a bitch.
Bitch made ass nigga.
He talks about how hard Miami is. That's where my elderly grandparents
live. Yeah, no, where he lives
like,
is
literally
fucking
across the street. Yeah. It's old people.
So go fuck yourself, Pitbull. How about that? Fuck you, Pitbull.
Whoa.
He really is terrible.
Terrible or
you,
terrible?
You don't
good?
Like that he wears suits all the time with his shirt slightly open?
I don't like the fact that his dumb beats are like the reason why girls come flocking to a dance floor when I do DJ gigs and I have to play them. It really bothers me.
Some more.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I do have another Florida story I want to get to. We do have to play the Florida story song because we always forget
to do
it. Yeah,
we got to do the sweeper. What's going on here?
Well, Marie's
lacking
Marie, hit it. And go.
Go.
And now.
Button pushed.
I did, and it's going to do it, but my computer froze.
And.
It's swirling.
And.
I'm literally looking at.
Everyone from Florida is stupid. Everyone from Florida is dumb. I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.
All right. Florida man poses as sick friend's brother to take him off life support.
All right.
Wow.
What's in it for him?
To kill the guy then, huh?
Well, let's find out what's in it for him. How about that?
Nevada Watch News investigation. A Central Florida Navy veteran's death raises serious questions about whether a local hospital verified the identity of a...
By the way, I want to point out this directly from the web. The news is what... It's so terrible. Local news is so bad.
Why? What's wrong with
it? This is the audio quality. Listen to it.
You're using my microphone.
I thought it was spectacular.
I thought
what's wrong? They recorded it with a Texas Instrument and like
graphic calculator.
The quality sounds as if I used my cell phone to record the television and uploaded it to YouTube.
And then played that audio on a radio. I know.
Wait, it's you can really do good. That?
Central Florida Navy veteran's death raises serious questions about whether a local hospital verified the identity of a man who authorized doctors.
Want to try that one again, Jim? You messed up on identity. You want to take two?
No, we'll just
about
roll
whether
through.
A local hospital verified the identity of a man who authorized doctor to discontinue his life support.
He claimed to be the patient's brother.
Well, that's a polite way of saying to kill somebody. We're going
to
discontinue.
To be fair, the guy had a shirt that said, he's my brother with an arrow pointing down into the left.
That's all you need at a hospital now. Not many people know that. Thanks, Obamacare.
But was not.
It was actually just a misprint. He was meaning to point to his penis.
Got it.
Killing gun covers.
My other penis is my brother.
A hole in Florida law intended to protect vulnerable patients.
Roger McKinnon's
that was a good
life.
Sweeping sound.
It was awesome, right?
Did
guys?
You guys hear that sweeping sound?
I'm way more obsessed with how terrible this new story is.
Is there a sweeping sound of an airplane flying over?
Well, they recorded it in a Word document.
Oh, so it's not bad.
Vulnerable patients.
Roger
Dutch,
McKinnon's life.
Dutch,
start-
for the love of Christ, I want that sound drop for our news sweeps.
To unravel with the loss of his wife Mary, who died when the Groundhog Day tornadoes of 2007.
Wait,
what?
What? Hold on, back up. What did you say?
What? The Groundhog Day tornadoes?
The Groundhog's Day tornadoes of 2007.
Oh my God! Tornado! Tornado! What does that mean?
Never forget.
Bill Murray woke up one morning.
No, not the movie Groundhog Day.
What happened was there was a tornado
every day since 2007.
When he went to sleep, the whole city was destroyed, but he woke up the next morning and the city was fine again.
And then Philip Seymour Hoffman was like, figure of God.
And then...
What's the Groundhog tornado? Can someone please tell me what
this is horrible.
I don't know where this is.
Oh
going.
My God, tornado! It's like Sharknado.
Oh my God!
Groundhogs.
Right, but the tornado is voiced by Bill Murray.
I don't think any of that's true, guys. You are spreading incorrect things. Let me just play this, okay? Thank you.
Started to unravel with the loss of his wife Mary, who died when the Groundhog Day tornadoes of 2007 laid waste.
Oh my God! Tornado!
I guess now's
tornado!
Now's a good time to go around the table and say, where were you on the Groundhog's Day tornadoes of 2007?
I want to see. I just want to like 9/11. What do you remember?
Where was I?
You know, it's funny you ask. I was.
But I didn't.
I heard that they were showing groundhogs jumping out of buildings, mm-hmm. and then they had to stop after the first hour because it was too disturbing.
And then I was watching a porn called Groundhogs, where it's a fetish porn where women in heels step on your dick.
Uh huh.
And that happened that day too. It's very odd.
Very, very young.
Back to the part about the dicks.
To the couple's Lake County home.
He lived by himself, and he was very lonely. He'd sit out on the porch, and I'd go and try to talk to him.
And then all of those groundhogs in the tornadoes, their teeth were everywhere. They were hitting us, just flying. It was a tornado just throwing groundhogs.
I don't know why I didn't make this into the movie instead of Sharknado, because that's just impossible.
Just groundhogs everywhere. And the worst part is...
them up. There's light.
And the worst part is, it killed my wife, and I didn't even care, but it ruined my trailer.
He wouldn't talk to nobody. He was just heartbroken.
On May 30th, 2011, McKinnon had chest pains and asked this man, Richard LeClaire, described by McKinnon's family as a longtime friend and drinking buddy, to take him to the hospital.
By the way, those noises, just so you don't know, that noise is what a hospital sounds like. Thank you, news, for letting us know. Here, this is the
hospital. Yeah, in 1986.
Hold on. You want to hear it again? Listen.
And drinking buddy to take him to the hospital. During an explore.
I'm sorry. I am obsessed.
What is that?
This is a really good edit.
It's pretty fantastic.
Was that like a light bright?
This is a.
That would be like them, like, they used to go to boxing rings.
Ah,
that sounds that happens.
Now I get it. Now I know what a boxing. Thank you, Dutch. Now I know what a boxing ring is. I was worried.
They also were goat farmers.
Why is that your draw for goat farmers?
Trending now.
You big fans of LeVar Burton.
Okay, enough.
Tory procedure. McKinnon's heart stopped. For 3 days, he was in and out of a coma.
Before he did that, he kicked him in the penis.
He kicked him in the penis.
Just get a hold of yourself.
Completely comatose for the next three. On June 7th, police say LeClaire and his wife met with McKinnon's doctor and authorized the
hospital. The doctor said no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
Oddly enough, though, they were able to go to Six Flags before he died.
That's not true, Dodge. Stop. Stop making things. Stop helping the news.
This sounds like a children's book where you have the three buttons that you could press for sound effects.
Choose your own ending.
Right. Draw life support.
McKinnon, we all found out that his wife was a huge fan of Beyonce.
This is terrible.
Thank you, news.
I hate it.
Vietnam veteran died 2 days later.
Family members didn't have an opportunity to pray for him.
What were they doing with the other times he was on life support?
They were just chilling.
Oh.
Kicking back, keeping it real.
Hanging out with
Jesus. Hey, the new Kanye hanging album dropped. What are they going to do? Not keep a gully? I think not.
Didn't get to be there when he passed. He was alone when he died.
The McKinnon family attorney showed us this do not resuscitate order that LeClaire signed.
And then he showed us several sexy pictures of his thighs. We don't know why, but we couldn't make him stop.
We also had identifying to himself they were very sexy.
Or he would not let us leave.
This McKinnon's stepbrother. And on this withdrawal of life support order, LeClaire claimed to be McKinnon's brother. The attorney says the hospital never asked for proof of LeClaire's identity.
Mr. LeClaire.
They did. They said, are you really his brother? Yeah. And he's like, yes.
He's like, yeah. They're like, okay, go ahead.
No, he was quoted saying, totes, bro.
Ew. That Mr. McKinnon.
If I wasn't his brother, would I say I was his brother? No, you're right.
No,
who would say that?
You misunderstood. I said he was my brother from another mother. That still gives you authority to cut off life support, though.
Yeah, it does.
He had an actual real brother, told the hospital that he had no other relatives.
I mean, if you really police think say about LeClaire it, though, had been named. If you go back in history far enough, aren't we all related?
What about bird law? Anybody got a thing about that?
McKinnon's bank account. After the widower's death, he collected $106,000. Before McKinnon. McKinnon's family even knew he was dead. Police say LeClaire went to his home and removed thousands of dollars of furniture and lawn equipment.
He claimed he was Roger's brother, and he and Roger would wanted him to have all that stuff.
Lake County investigators
and
charged
nobody in this backwater hillbilly Lake County town. They just take everyone's word for shit here.
Well, you know, the entire city has a collective IQ of 26.
Dutch, I'm just going to walk into your place, start taking your things, and be like, bro, I'm your brother. And be like, no, yeah, I am. And walk away.
He's a tall, skinny white
guy. I'm walking away with your things.
Sir, that's not, you can't.
My brother would have wanted me to take Dutch's things.
LeClaire with grand theft and trespassing. He pleaded no contest and was put on probation and ordered to repay
really
McKinnon's
no
son.
Contest. It was super
no contest,
easy.
Bro. I won the story.
Yeah, I want the secret challenge.
$6,000 for items taken from his father's home. Meanwhile, DeLand police recommended the state attorney charged LeClaire with fraud.
That this guy got $160,000. That means he was probably the richest man in the town.
Oh, he probably spent it all on Natty Ice.
DeLand is
well, the nurse
so
was a raccoon.
Okay.
For misrepresenting himself as McKinnon's brother at the hospital.
Misrepresenting himself.
But they declined to prosecute, telling WESH 2 it was due to lack of evidence.
There were inconsistencies within the hospital records.
What lack of evidence? Go, is he your brother? No, the birth certificate doesn't say it is. Okay, then there you go. There's evidence.
We couldn't tell for sure if he was lying or not.
To be fair, the birth certificate, Obama.
Dutch, to be fair, you have a medical background. The rest of us don't. We wouldn't be able to figure that tricky line of questioning out.
It's not really that tricky.
Not all of us saw the first three seasons of ER on Netflix, Dutch.
Yeah, Dutch.
I am a certifiable doctor. That is true.
Yeah, most doctors don't call themselves certifiable.
I'm also a minister in the Modesto Life Church of California.
A doctor of what?
Alternate Lifestyle Church of California.
Alternate Lifestyle Church.
Because he's gay.
I'm not allowed to marry in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or New Mexico.
Or Florida, apparently.
Or Old Mexico, for that matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who wants to go there?
I miss Old Mexico.
to the hospital.
For more than a week, WESH 2 News has asked Florida hospital officials.
I'll tell you what. If Mexico ever got in a war with America again and they won New Mexico back, they would have to rename it to Mexico Classic.
No, they just.
They'll make a killing.
Using cane sugar again.
No, that's not. You don't understand.
I'm pretty sure you're confused on how this works.
Whether anyone ever verified that Richard LeClaire had the authority to give them the order to pull the plug. A hospital spokesperson.
Did I tell you about my show called Bearified? It's about a bear who runs just a bunch of documents.
Wait, hold on.
He's like an accountant.
Excuse me a second.
Wait, he just runs documents?
So it's just a bear who decides that with the gift of high
he holds a lot of files.
So he's a courier.
Verifies things. Hold on. He's like a CPA.
You're telling me that this bear is gifted with basically heightened intelligence.
Yes.
And he also has the power of a bear.
He wears a suit. He wears a suit and he you know, it's a comedy. I don't know if I said it earlier, but it's a comedy.
No, you didn't.
He drives like a little small car, and he's all like spilling coffee on himself as he's driving to work.
But is it a comedy?
It's 5 days a week. It's 8 hours.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of time, bro.
So you're real time following.
It's gigantic, but it's full of bears.
So you're real time. It's real time. Him and the bear work. Why is the bear working?
It's just like on show. US.
The
like
schedule in the summer, though, it's only 4 days a week, but 9 hours.
It's like USA Today with SVU. Just have rerun after rerun.
Okay,
after rerun.
Right. But what's the plot? He just has files. Does he solve crimes?
It's just a day in the life. He's an accountant. He's married to a normal woman.
What's the name of the bear again?
Oh, the show's called Bearified.
Okay.
Yes.
His name is Barnaby.
Bear.
No, he's just your everyday working man. His name, we'll name him Bear Grylls.
Bear, I hopefully you don't get sued. As long as you spell it differently, then
yeah,
you should
spell it like the actual like bear.
I don't think I'm going to get sued because I'm sure that's not his real name.
Spell
either.
Like bear paint.
No, okay. Wait, just to be safe, name yourself Koala Barbecue.
Bears.
I was proud of that joke. Fuck the rest of you.
I'm going to look up other name for bear.
I can't look at you for that joke.
Hey, that's Koala Barbecue.
I can't look at it.
It's
sorry.
It's
you want to not funny. Do that?
That's funny. I'm funny.
You guys. That was funny.
No, it really wasn't.
Well, they're in the Chordata phylum. So his name will be he'll be Bear Chordata. That'll be his name.
That's a genealogy as far as nomenclature and naming system of Latin.
I don't care.
It's more like Norman Gacher.
Phylum.
I think it's a good show. I don't see you guys coming up with better animal-inspired shows.
I'll go with you to the pitch meeting, but I'm not.
What? Better animal-inspired shows? Hello. Parrot Eagle, the paralegal, that's
Thank
mine.
You. Thank you.
Oh, I love the internet. How many bears could Bear Grylls grill if a Bear Grylls could grill bears?
Canceled his show.
17.
The answer,
Is the answer 17?
Stupidest question I've ever seen in my life.
No, but
dude, the Science Channel picked up Survivor Man, so there's new episodes now. So he's out for like 10 days. So they also bought all the reruns. So they've been showing all the old episodes, and I love Survivor Man. They aired his original pilot. I don't know if you guys saw. They never put it on TV. It's what he sent to the studios when he literally went out by himself with his own camera and got himself completely lost with no help somewhere he had never been for 8 days. And he just lived. And then finally somebody found them and he went like back home and he just sent it in. He goes, I could do a show with this. The guy is insane, like for real.
Wait, the real Survivor Man or Bear Grylls?
No, Survivor Man, not Bear Grylls. Like
the
show Survivor Man.
Guy. Yeah.
What's his name?
He's great compared to Bear Grylls.
Less Survivor Man.
Less Claypool.
No,
from Primus.
It's less Strader. Strader.
I'm the Eggman.
My name is Martin.
Yeah, dude, I saw that. He literally just went and got himself lost with like.
That's actually kind of cool. I'd like to watch that.
Dude, it was so awesome. And like he filmed it in 2004, so this was even before like flip cams. So we had like an old like.
Why do you
like?
And
it's
him,
always sunny in Philadelphia camcorder with a VHS.
Yeah, but hold on. Why do you, Ryan? Why do you and him have the same necklace? Seriously, look at the chat. Look what you're wearing. I'm not even joking.
Yeah, you faggot. Right?
Look at the chat room.
Uh huh.
And look at the necklace. Your Survivor Man.
Oh
for
God.
You. Why are you guys wearing the same neck? I'm really
You're
curious.
Obsessed with Survivor Man.
Why are you wearing his necklace, Ryan?
Dude, it's a totally different necklace. I bought this at Disney. It has an elephant on it.
They're both just as douchey.
Yeah, but the thing is, Ryan, Survivor Man bought his at Disney, too. So,
Survivor Man looks more like Locke from Lost.
Yeah.
He really does kind of look like Locke. Because
I'm watching it right now.
John's the guy finally watching Lost.
Well, you know, I want to follow in his footsteps, but for my first episode, I'm going to get lost in a Pizza Hut for 7 days.
Well, I mean, you
just. But I'm also bringing a rollaway bed.
Okay.
And an iPad.
You're just going to gain weight and die.
These are horrible show ideas.
They're really not good in any way.
It's 15 seconds long once a month.
All right. Here's what we're going to do before we go to. Once a month? You never remember what happened.
My episodes are quarterly, so we have 4 years.
It's terrible. It's so bad. It's so bad.
Wait, do you always go to Pizza Hut when you get lost?
No, the other times it's CC's.
Yeah, it's cheaper.
Sometimes it's CC's.
Yeah, it depends how much dough he's got on him.
Yeah.
And dough that they have at the shop.
Nailed it.
Pizza joke, I get it.
That was the worst pun ever.
Can we do trending now before the break? Because I do kind of want to get to, because we didn't do a show last week. And I feel like we're missing a lot of the hard-hitting topics.
Yeah.
So let's go you're probably right.
Oh, now hold on. Let's pretend Ryan's getting the drop ready when Dutch already has it ready. I mean, Ryan, what's the time for?
What? I don't do
that. It is time for trending now. All right.
That's right. Trending now is where Ryan picks one of the top 10 things trending right now, Wednesday evening.
Stop
on
that
the
voice.
Most popular
Stop
websites.
I don't like that voice.
I like that voice.
Only on morelikeradio.com. It's going to get wacky. It's going to get crazy.
Better
trending
stop
now.
It.
Shut that cunt's mouth or I'll come over there and fuck start her head.
Okay, well, I mean, that was mean, but I'll stop.
How do you fuck start a head?
Carefully.
All right. So, trending now. Let's go to Yahoo and let's pick one up. I have it loaded.
Yahoo Sirius is fan site, right?
Yep.
Oh,
so, Marie, pick a number.
I pick 10. Number one, because that's what I am.
Number one, as it was when I opened
Your
it, pee-pee? And it changes every second, is Chipotle guacamole.
What? No, seriously, what? Right.
Holy guacamole.
Now made with more real urine.
Yuck.
What's up with Chipotle's guacamole? I like saying that, Chipotle guacamole.
I'm just going to read the title.
It sounds like
I'm
a black kid's name.
Ooh, I'm not making this up. Moving. It is the title is Chipotle : Guacamole at risk from global warming.
What?
What?
There's how does that? But avocados were just on sale at Publix.
More like avocadones.
See what she did?
No,
was.
You should have said avocado deer.
Avocado worse.
Avocado wizens.
So what? Wait, global warming is how's it
Chipotle,
avocados?
Guacamole at risk from global warming.
Now, hold on. I would like to speak to Jerry Chipotle about this, see if it's true.
I don't know if that's the
name.
Yes.
That's the name.
Oh, sure? Jerry's on.
Hi, Jerry. Hey, Jerry. Can I call you Jerry?
Hello. I don't know how you guys got my number, but hi.
Mr. Guacamole, Jerry.
No, his name is Jerry Chipotle, not Jerry Guacamole.
Yeah, Jerry Guacamole is my cousin.
Jerry Guacamole sounds fake and ridiculous, you stupid bitch. Forget it, Ryan. She ruined the bit. She said Jerry Guacamole.
So do I just hang up?
Yes. You stay on the line, Jerry. Jerry Guacamole.
You kill yourself now.
Sorry, Jerry. We meant to call Jerry Guacamole, not Jerry Chipotle, apparently.
All right. Bye.
You guys are really bad at this.
What a nice fellow. I never would have suspected he was getting affected by global warming.
Okay, seriously, Ryan, what's happening with these avocados?
Could guacamole and some salsas become victims of global warming?
No! They're turning brown faster because of global warming.
Thanks, Obamacare.
So I don't read the whole article. I'll read their quotes. Increasing weather...
yes, weather is increasing.
There's a lot of weather lately.
There has been more weather than before.
Increasing weather. Hey, what about that? What about that groundhog tornado that hit? That's increasing weather.
When I was a kid, it only rained once every six years.
Tornado! Tornado!
Oh, fuck.
Wow.
Increasing weather volatility or other long-term
volatility,
changes.
Like voltage? More like
fatality.
Yes.
Bay Valley.
Or other long-term changes in global weather patterns, including any changes associated with global climate change, could have a significant impact on the price or availability of some of our ingredients.
Oh, so they're using it as an excuse to hike up guacamole add-on prices.
Yeah, Chipotle says they use 97,000 pounds of avocados a day.
Was Jerry Chipotle the one who wrote this article?
No, it was Jerry Guacamole.
Oh, okay.
So they use 18... Yeah, they use 18 tons of avocados a year. Chipotle's company...
one big avocado.
How big is it?
Chipotle's company policy includes a food with integrity program that stresses using organic meats and crops whenever possible with an eye towards sustainability of the food supply.
And, well, that was better than their old program. Their old program was ignore the problem or it'll go away program.
That's a good policy.
It didn't work.
It's generally
what
I run off of.
Yeah.
It's the best policy.
That's what Lowe's runs off of.
So reading between the lines here, I'll tell you what this means, is that the avocado that they buy probably is the most expensive thing they buy because they're not cheap. It probably costs more than the meat, honestly. And they claim that everything they use is organic. So they probably want to use non-organic avocados, and they're blaming it on a drought because it'll save them a lot of money.
Yeah, that's right.
That's probably the most
expensive. It's global warming. It's global warming, clearly.
The Jews did it.
I mean, Al Gore never lied to me once, so.
Not once. And he invented
the internet. Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, God. It's true, though. Al Gore gets gayer and gayer every time he talks.
You heard his lisp?
Yeah, he's an old queen.
And he just kind of has his voice in the exact same position, and his lisp just gets worse and worse.
He's a gay Southern gentleman.
Sean, I want you to show me one piece of proof that shows that the harp machine doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah, sure. Let me just get that right out of my asshole for you.
What?
Well, it does exist. I saw Jesse
go to
it.
They do exist.
What are we talking about?
The harp
M&Ms?
Machine.
I'm just looking at pictures of Chipotle now, and I want a burrito so bad.
Get me one.
Maybe you should go to that burrito bar.
I will give you $100 if you just turn over your shoulder right now and yell at Leah and say, bitch, get me a burrito.
Loudly. I would, but they're not in the house, so...
Yeah, but yell...
I'd just be a crazy person yelling by myself.
Call her and say, bitch, get me a burrito. If she's not in the house, there's more likely a chance she will come back with a burrito.
Good point.
That's true.
You think she's listening to this in the car?
I'm sure she's not.
Hey, bitch, Leah, get Brian a burrito.
And me. And get me, too. I'm hungry.
And by the way... How is Sean still there? Wasn't he there for 4 days? It's been like 3 months.
Well, because I asked Royce if we could keep him, and he said yes.
Sean is a 4-day-month visitor.
Okay.
No, I bleed 4 days out of the month.
So you're a woman. That's the right...
Not yet.
No, a couple weeks. Once the hormones finish kicking in.
Once the weekend gets here.
All right, Ryan, are you done with your segment trending now?
We only did one.
We can read another one.
At least two. We got to do at
least
two.
No, we can't.
Okay, fine. All right, Royce, and you pick.
Four.
Team.
Okay.
Billion.
Dollars.
I don't know what this
baby.
Is.
And 50 cents.
My penis.
I'll dye that for a dollar.
You'll dye that for a dollar?
Yes.
That's not what's like
my penis. I'll dye it a different color.
Okay, it's just... Well, the topic is Android tablets, but of course you click on it and there's a million things. I'm trying to find the news article. Here we go. What? Android tablet outsells iPads in 2013.
Ha! Take that, iPad.
Is that news?
It is.
iPads, those are for women on their periods, right?
Yes, that's okay. What those are. Dutch, do you even have anything? What's the only thing Dutch has that has a touch screen is your phone, right?
Yeah.
To play, to I don't play have your a, I don't clan. Have a tablet. By the way, have you seen, but Dutch got me hooked to Clash of Clans.
I saw.
Have you seen?
Your base is pathetic.
Oh, really? Look at it now. Look at it right now.
Hold on.
Look at my base.
Wait.
My base is right here.
No.
Grab it.
They had, Android had a 68% increase from last year to this year.
Is that good?
In their tablet sales.
Hey, Apple. Is that good?
Grab it by the base, and then you put the tip of it in your mouth.
Are we still talking about tablets?
Don't forget to cut the Android.
Android, 61% of tablets sold belong to Android. iPads are 36%, and Microsoft is 2.1%.
And Microsoft is crying in a corner.
They're doing pretty good, though.
By the way, I've been watching Arrow, and it's actually pretty good. But
no, it isn't.
Yes, it is. And you will shut your mouth.
I've been watching Bo, and it doesn't make much sense.
Okay. Well, you got to watch them together. I was watching Arrow.
Okay, I can't see your base because it's all destroyed right now.
Well, it's probably destroyed because you attacked it, you shit.
What a dick.
Uh-oh. Now Royce is going to want to play Clash of the...
That's just a dick. Dutch, don't do that to me. I'm doing a show, bro.
Yeah, you got attacked. Definitely.
Some
and you
asshole.
Have everything spread out too wide. You got to push that shit closer together.
Don't tell me what to do,
That's
bro.
That's what she said.
Dutch, why didn't you tell me that Nip Tuck got awful the last two seasons?
I did when we first talked about it like 3 weeks ago.
No,
I am
didn't.
So upset because I really like that show. I'm on the,
dude,
like, the second
too,
to last
man.
Season.
I'm right there with you because I watched it every week when it came out.
As soon as they left Miami and moved to L.A., it became the worst show in the world.
It was terrible. Julia starts fucking the midget who's now
in Game of Thrones now.
Yeah, Peter Dinklage.
It is. Dude, awful. I'm so let down. But I'll tell you what show I did watch all of season one and I loved it, is Bates Motel.
Arrow?
Oh. Never even heard of that.
It's about Norman Bates, the character
Bates.
From Psycho.
It's about Norman
as a kid. It's awesome. Dude, watch it, everybody. And I want.
Is it canceled? Or, like, how many seasons are there?
There's only one season. It's just a new show. The second season just started Monday.
Oh, okay, so it's still on.
I don't believe you.
Dude, it's awesome. I'm telling you, it's great. It's like Dexter with a kid.
I don't believe you. I only believe Dutch, because Dutch turned me on to New Girl.
Dutch just turned me on.
I turned, not turned, but I forced Kelly to watch a few episodes of the first season of The Wire.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think she liked it as much as I would like her to like it.
That's racist.
I think Kelly puts up a lot just to keep you happy. I don't think she even likes you.
That sounds accurate.
Yeah, that sounds pretty accurate.
I'm going to feel really bad when you break up with her.
Don't break up with Kelly. Don't make us choose.
That's funny.
So we're going to choose her.
You know what the stupidest hobby in the world is?
Your face.
Bird watching.
Oh.
Who wants to look
anybody,
at birds
nobody does
on
that.
Purpose?
That, only old people do that.
Ryan does that.
Bird watching.
I figured trains were.
So how'd it go? Good. What'd you do today? I saw a bird. Hey, there's a bird. There's a bird.
Hey, Phil, come over here. There's a bird over there.
I don't see it. I don't get it.
Well, a bird, bird, bird. Yeah, but why male models?
We've been. I always feel it's my duty to inform the listeners.
She said duty.
Duty.
I did say duty. It is my duty to always inform the listeners of the thing that we're annoying each other with the most throughout the week. And this week it's been, but why male models?
Live from Zoolander. Now we're bringing it back. Whenever it's some long explanation.
Wait, are you annoying each other with it? Or
yeah, each other.
You,
each other
Marie, just annoying Royce with it.
No, we're doing each other.
It's a house-wide thing.
Yeah, but why male models? What? Are you serious? I just told you.
Come on, you don't know. You don't do stuff like that to Kelly where you just pick something stupid.
No, he just beats her down verbally until she gives in and puts up with sleeping on one pillow.
And with a bottle.
No, I do, but like that. Mine is more like recently, not recently, but for a while there, I have, when I get up to go, like, say we're sitting next to each other on the couch, I don't like get up and like walk around. I have to crawl over top of her to get off the couch. And then when I get back on the couch, I have to crawl and like walk over top of her.
Do you like brush your penis over her face when you do that?
Oh my God, it's so obnoxious.
You're such a jerk.
I Why? Annoy me when I do it.
Why do you do that though? There's no need.
It's fun to just be a bother to people.
Okay, you know, I don't know if we're moving on with trending now, but I just have to read this. Third graders caught smoking pot in school bathroom.
No. Maybe the third grader had anxiety.
What state?
Or chemotherapy.
Colorado. Can we guess the state? Is it Colorado?
Was it Africa?
Is that?
I'm going to say Philadelphia.
Hold on. Ryan has to walk back from opening the
Neither
door.
Neither of those two are states, by the way.
What? Yeah, third graders caught smoking pot. 2 8-year-olds and 1 9-year-old. Were caught last Thursday by another student who informed school administrators.
Narc.
In turn,
seriously, what a narc.
What a fucking narc that kid was.
Snitches get stitches, bitch.
That kid's going to get beat up so hard later.
I hope
so.
It's
a student who informed school administrators, who informed the principal, who informed local law enforcement.
Ricky Boom Boom Dale.
No, that's
a pipe and a very small amount of marijuana were seized in last Thursday's incident.
Where was it again?
Very small.
In California.
Well, yeah, kids' portions are always smaller than adult portions.
Listen to this dick.
Oh, wait.
What? What? No, did people not pay attention? Shut up. Marie, ask your question again. Aren't kids' portions? Say it again. I want people not to hear what he said. Go ahead.
We heard what he said.
No, he fucks children, and you guys just pretend like it's okay, and we're going to move on.
I just said.
No, he doesn't.
What's wrong with you?
Or does he?
He doesn't. He doesn't fuck anybody.
That is true.
It gets sadder and sadder.
That is true. We've been trying to, like, wingman for Sean, and he just doesn't want it.
We don't need to do
that. Yeah, we do. Okay, listen, listeners. We're going to help him on the show.
No, we're
listen,
not.
It's happening now.
Put
it's
him on
happening.
Camera here so the we're ladies not. Can see what we're bidding on.
Oh, yeah, what we're bidding
I
on.
I want the ladies to see. What
Look at that beard that I've
right,
shaved
here it
in
is.
Like 2 weeks.
Listen, he's a very helpful God. Human being. He's very good at making both fried chicken and omelets.
It's
he will mop
true.
The floor without being asked.
Let's talk what ladies care about. He's 6'7". He probably has I've seen it. He has a big dick. And you might as well just fucking sit on it. That's all he wants, guys. That's how you talk. You don't fucking, don't teach cleans. They don't give a fuck. Do you think they're going to, if anyone that fucks Sean, do you think they're doing it because of his responsibility and his life goals? No, that's not the reason why. It's not because he's lived such a great life and they want to latch onto that comment. All no. Right.
But now, wouldn't you?
My bet, and I've been telling Sean this week that I want it to happen more than life itself, is out of everyone I know, I want Sean to become the billionaire, like, but accidentally, like somewhere around like age 40,
right.
He's trying to make coffee and he somehow cures cancer accidentally and just becomes like a multi-billionaire. And
with crystal meth.
Yes. Crystal meth cures cancer. But no, that's what I hope for him, so that everybody that was like supportive of him for 40 years of him figuring out what he wants to do with his life, all of a sudden gets to go on the indoor slide that goes from the third floor down to the first floor into the kitchen.
You know, Royce, in the Google chat, I just sent you a link to load up. I don't know if you have the video because they posted it like not too long ago.
Do it after the break.
Yeah, I'll say load it up during the break. It is, and this could be a good teaser. I just saw it right now. They're talking about the weather, the news anchors, and they cut to the weatherman, and the weatherman does not know that he's live, and he's pretty upset about something, and the second he realizes he's live, he has the greatest face I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Those are fun.
It is great, so load that up. It's baller.
I mean, you could, since you're doing screen share, that way I could do one less thing for working. It would help me
out. Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah,
jeez,
you fucking
thank
lazy
you.
Ass
do screen
bastard.
Share on your thing.
Thank you.
A little green thing.
Make my life
full
a
screen
little
and then just
bit
full
easier. Thank you. Why? Okay. Out of curiosity, why the fuck is a Red Show calling on Hangout? I'm going to pick it up. If they keep calling me, I'm going to add them. I don't know why. I did the Red Show last week, and I guess these fucking... I'm going to hold on.
Can fantastic. We do it after the break?
After the break.
Hello? Hold on. No, I'm doing it right now.
Oh, okay.
Hey, shithead. I'm doing my fucking show.
So why don't you motherfuckers worry about your show and get me off of your
or fucking call circle the jerk. Skype
why
thing after the break.
No, hey, do not hang up on me. Hey, footer.
What are they doing?
I have no idea what I'm doing here. And hey, hope your live show's going well.
Yeah, no, it's going fucking fantastic. Thanks for calling, guys. Totes appreciate. Don't worry. I'll
can
be
we call
you
them
guys
on Skype?
At about 9:20, you fucking shitheads.
We can call them after the break, all right?
Bye.
Let's all right, Marie, hit the button already.
All right.
Warlike Radio!
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48. At adamandeve.com.
It's 2014.
Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way? Ditch those cigarettes already and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first-timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image e-cigs don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes. Plus, they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch? Check out their website at tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX the vapor. Check them out today at tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke, and you won't have to smoke less with Smokeless Image.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/mlrtees. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/mlrtees.
Saturday's Noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ollie, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ollie, I'm outside right now. It's really blowing hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Ollie. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit.
Eddie Glover.
I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
Listen to More Like Radio every Tuesday night for the answer to this question that's on everybody's lips.
What does the drunk say?
I'm on your... Fuck. Oof.
What the drunk say?
I'm not one that judges penises. Blah, 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 blah. I can't understand what...
What does the drunk say?
Do it in a bourbon barrel. I am all over the goddamn place, okay? Oh, let me, see this from,
What the drunk say?
I will fucking do that. I think that's enough of the, racism there. Okay.
What does the drunk say?
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays 6 to 8 p.m., only on morelikeradio.com.
The newest episodes of Talk Radio Meltdown air first on More Like Radio. Listen to new episodes every Friday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern at morelikeradio.com. More Like Radio has a lot of great shows, including ours. Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio. Listen in at morelikeradio.com.
You think Trust Us, We're Hot is a show just for girls?
Vote on silence.
Stockings or panties? She seduced him in the kitchen. That's really, really sensitive right there. That's hard.
Hey, guess what? This is what I want. It now.
First of all, I don't look flat.
Trust Us, We're Hot, every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern, a show for men.
Yeah, you can't sell Betsy's milk to nobody. Absolutely nobody.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
You can't sell that milk.
Why is that? Like, I can not tell.
I got pain. Until I hear it. Yo, I got pain. I'ma smell it.
Dude fucking takes the bread, shoves it in her ass, shits it back out, puts it in the case. That's how you wrap the bread. You can jiggle your fist around in there without hitting the sides.
The Orange Room, 9 to 11, Saturday nights on More Like Radio.
You know, at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Birdie Birdie.
To the Italians?
Papa da Poopy.
Papa da Poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans?
Hey, man.
Spain? Singapore?
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians?
Crocodile Dundalk. No. A big loop are you?
No, that sounds that's like terrible. Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW Review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
This man's friends were stolen by the king of all bad guys, and I'm helping him get them back. So give me a minute.
His friends were stolen? Really? That's the saddest thing I ever heard. My best friend, Sergeant T, was killed in the war.
Okay, look, bro, we don't have time for your backstory, right, Axe? Shh, shh, shh. Go on.
You see, I wasn't always a dog. I used to be an army man. And I had a pet chihuahua. Then, one day, I got a telephone call. Hello? A war? I'll be right there.
Well, sign in the city.
I met up with my best friend, Sergeant T. We were at war with Chickenhead. He was a huge chicken with a human head. He had an army of chicks that shot drills out of their mouths. Ah! They would bite you if you got too close. But Sergeant T was brave.
Careful out there, Sergeant T!
But what we didn't know was that Chickenhead could also shoot giant lasers out of his mouth. Chickenhead killed Sergeant T with one blast.
You killed my best friend!
I was so mad, I killed Chickenhead with one grenade. I won the war and returned home, only to discover I hadn't fed my pet chihuahua. Oh no, I forgot to feed you. That was the day I gained the ability to turn into a chihuahua when I'm ready to fight.
Whew, that reminds me of my best friend. Quick story here.
Shh.
So you can turn back into a man whenever you want?
Only when I'm not ready to fight, which is almost never.
Back live on the Hippo Juice Show. Number to call in is 954-573-2780 or hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter or Facebook. Second
people
hour
use for the Hispanic
for the Hispanic
people
use. Hey, Marie, you found a story right before the.
I wouldn't say I found it.
She read it.
What up, y'all? The screen share just makes my screen look like
a penis.
Seven Nation Army music video. It just keeps repeating.
Hey, Dutch. I know you don't get a whole lot of time on your hands to do any editing, but I would love to know how much time is spent troubleshooting Ryan's technical problems.
A lot. And okay. Royce's, because Royce likes to have the side of my face instead of centering the screen.
Yeah, and let's not let Dutch off the hook. It takes him 48 minutes to add me to Google Hangout.
I don't know what to tell you.
You could tell me you're stupid and also that you forgive me and love me.
Or how about you get Firefox?
Firefox?
How about you both stop being
or
bitches?
How about we really dive into 9 texts girls will send you and
because that's
going to
be
really
boring.
Need.
We want to hear me and Dutch talk about internet browsers.
Yeah, because that's entertaining.
No, it's somebody.
That's another show I'm working on. It's called Internet Boys.
You're not
somebody,
working on this.
And by somebody, I mean a female whose first name is called Chet. Chet Siegel. C-H-E-T. It's a female
all right,
name.
Chet Siegel sounds like a preppy Siegel. And I don't like him. Because
or
he's
a
bully,
or her.
There's
Chet no Siegel's way. A girl. She wrote this article called 9 Texts the Girls Will Send You and What They Really Mean.
Wait,
so
is
she's
it Siegel?
Really,
I'm pregnant.
Well, that means she's pregnant.
No, that means we need to talk about an abortion.
Thank you.
Wait, so this is 9 textual messages that
text.
Girls send
textual.
That guys...
Yes, so she's
the guys don't want to hear?
No, it's just a text message that you may get and explaining what it really means when we're sending it, we being females.
Oh, okay, so a female sends a text message, and so this woman is deciphering what the text messages mean.
Correct, Amundo.
Because God forbid they're literal and say something literal.
Exactly.
That wouldn't be, you know, a woman's style.
The first text message.
Why are you screaming?
I don't know. I just felt excited, that's all. The first thing is a selfie. What does a selfie mean? When a girl is sending you a selfie.
That's masturbating.
Okay, a selfie. Yes, that dance.
You guys, would you guys like to guess?
I know what a selfie is.
It's masturbating.
No, I know
it's just
what it
so
is.
You see a picture of
when
them,
you
right?
Fist Dutch, yourself, you're an awful producer. Why aren't you playing Take a Selfie by Chainsmokers?
I refuse.
That
good.
Is the greatest
right.
song and
I
video
will,
ever.
I will read the first explanation so you guys get the gist of where this is going and maybe you can guess on the second
get
one.
The
all right.
Gist of where it's going.
All right, guys.
Okay.
The selfie. This girl is two well played texts away from sending you some not safe for work images.
Now, what does that mean?
That means if she sends you a selfie, if you play your cards right, two texts.
Like stolen documents? Like, that's not safe for work. I don't want her sending me stolen documents because I'm going to get in trouble with my job.
It's true.
This is espionage.
Right, but I was more.
She said not safe for work. What's not safe for work?
Espionage. I more so meant like.
Yeah, espionage.
Like
thank
maybe
you, John.
She would flash her vagina and take a picture of that and then send it to you.
Oh. How's that not safe for work? Everyone has a vagina that's a girl at work. That's safe.
Did you ever see the little meme on Facebook where it showed a Game Boy Color hooked up to
whoa,
the Game Boy printer?
It's a Game Boy no. African American, first off.
It's a little Game Boy Color hooked up to the Game Boy printer with the little receipt printing thing and the camera connected to it. And yeah. All of a sudden with selfies used to be much more difficult.
That's true. Good point.
Dude, it's great, man. We used to have one of those things, or actually our good friend Greg, he had a friend. I won't say his name.
I'm distracted by whatever sound is going on behind you, dude.
Yeah.
Tell him to shut up.
Shut that cunt's mouth or I'll come over there and fuck start her head.
All right.
Okay, Ryan Philippi.
Whoa. Jesus. Shut? Really? That's the language we're using now?
you shouldn't interrupt Ryan. I'm sure he had a really good story about Game Boy.
Sure. Yes. One of our friends had a Game Boy with a little Game Boy camera on it where you could take pictures. And he went to the neighbor's home and found a crack in the window and he would record her naked in the shower. And then he was zooming in too much and his hand hit the window and she saw him and ran outside with a towel. And he never came back to anyone's home because pretty Jesus, sure he's a felon.
What a creep.
That sounds like a really good story. So with the selfie, what they're
Marie,
trying
why
to
is point why is the pen mightier than the sword?
The penis is mightier than the sword.
Okay.
To get to the other side.
Boom. John nailed it. So more they're like the saying if you get a
just
selfie,
read it, Marie. Just plow over. You know how this works.
If you get a selfie, you're supposed to encourage her. and it says, do not send her a photo of your dong unless she asks for it. Nothing kills the mood like
delete.
An unsolicited semi-flaccid penis.
Give me a second.
Semi-flaccid?
Delete, delete.
There's nothing wrong
delete,
with your penis.
Delete, yeah,
it's just
delete,
the kind of thing
delete,
that you
delete.
Need to see in person
that one's
to
fine,
really
that one's
appreciate.
Fine, delete.
A naughty text will get you delete. Much further. Trust me.
So according to the article, you never send a picture of your penis via text message unless it's asked for.
Correct.
Right.
But so they somebody
all the time.
You know, it's funny. It really is funny because like a girl could send a guy a naked picture anytime and it's welcome. But like you can't just randomly send your penis to somebody.
Sure you
like,
can.
While they're at work or like at a gala
Ryan,
or a social gathering.
Ryan.
Doesn't have the same
Ryan,
thing.
Would you send a picture of a murdered lamb to somebody randomly?
Yes.
Again?
All right.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Just check it. Just check it. All right. The second one.
You haven't
one.
Got to my murdered lamb Tumblr?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Check it out.
Haven't seen that one.
It is a good follow.
Okay. You guys want to guess on what the second text message would mean? Really?
A picture of her titties.
yes.
The text message read
the text message and we'll guess what it means before the woman explains it.
Okay. Traffic is bad. Be there as soon as possible.
She hasn't left the house. She's late. She's running late, but she's blaming something else. What okay. is
typical woman behavior?
Okay, yeah, go.
Wow, I don't
okay,
even
so,
need to
hold
read
on,
the explanation.
I guess. So a woman sends a guy a text message that says, traffic, be there late.
No, it says be there ASAP.
Be there ASAP. Okay. Yeah, that means that she hasn't left the home and she isn't ready.
We already she hasn't left the home and she's already talking to
no,
somebody.
Oh, I just wanted to say because he thinks he would say it better. But yes, that's correct. All of you are correct.
I was gonna say, you could just say yeah next time.
No, but that means I agree with you.
Correct. Oh. All right. So the next one says if a woman texts any kind of flirty emojis.
Okay. Oh, what's an emoji?
Can I?
An
okay.
Emoticon.
Those stupid faces.
Sidebar here for a second.
Yeah.
Men, can we all agree that there's no such thing as a sexy emoji?
No, flirty no. emoji.
Okay, can we all agree there's no such thing as a flirty emoji?
But what about the winky face with the
no,
heart-shaped
no,
lips?
No, that's childish.
Yeah, that's blowing a kiss.
That really it? Revs my engine.
Shut up, Ryan. Hold on, you never said, okay, what does it actually say for the second one? You never
didn't
explain what the woman
she did.
Was.
She said we're
to.
All right. That's what it means.
Oh, okay.
They were
right,
100% correct, and I didn't need to read into it further.
All right, I didn't
God, he's game. Stupid!
Put your Game Boy down. You just put it
everybody's
down.
Aggressive
Where's the
tonight.
Beef?
I don't like this.
All right. Any
we
of the
missed
flirty
the show
emojis.
Yes, last week.
The best case scenario, she's just screwing around and being silly. Respond with your own chain of nonsense emojis. I have a soft spot for the smiling turd. Worst case scenario, she has
this woman, Chet, sounds like fucking just like the life of a party, by
she
the
does.
Way.
Mm-hmm. She does.
Just fantastic.
Well, wait a minute. You should hear the
I'm
worst
I'm disagreeing
case.
With you, Roy. She doesn't sound very fun.
You should hear the worst case
You could
case
invite
scenario.
Her to your parties, but she's not coming to my pizza parties.
Ryan does have world famous pizza parties. Everyone
Since
that's in
when?
The now knows. You don't know about them.
That's right. That's where I order Domino's, but then I put it on plates and I say it's like my grandmother's recipe. It's really good.
The worst case scenario is she has difficulty expressing herself sexually as an adult woman, so resorts to minuscule, vaguely suggestive cartoons.
Your Cuban grandmother has her own pizza recipe?
Yes. It's really good.
I believe
she
it.
She cooks it with a t-shirt on
with
a stick.
Lard.
Okay, next one. If you get a text message from a girl saying, you up? What does that mean?
That she wants this dick.
It means that she is not asking if you have an erection. It means that she is upset about something and wants to talk
wants
about
to talk.
Some bullshit that I don't want
she
to hear
She wants
about.
To get mouth fucked.
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Look it up.
It's what I said.
What is it, Marie? Am I right?
Oh, you guys are both right.
Nice.
This.
What was that voice, Marie?
Yeah. I'm just doing
ours
what.
Are, no, ours were good. Yours
oh,
is terrible.
I was
terrible.
Doing what Royce was doing.
No, ours
Who's that character?
Yeah, I've never heard that character before.
You guys are both right.
It's Party Marie.
All right.
She wants to suck this dick.
my God.
It's something funny about a girl doing it, you know? Like, it's a guy, whatever, but when a girl does it, it's so stupid.
I was just playing along. All right, anyways. Okay, the answer. This text could mean one of two things. Most likely it's a booty call. Hop in the shower, clean your computer history, and throw away the footage, the food garbage in your room. But this could also mean that something bad happened to her and she wants to talk about it.
Does anyone even clear their computer history? Or it's accepted there's going to be pornography in every computer, so why even bother?
I would be offended,
because we all have
sir.
Two separate computers, one underneath the bed.
How fucking dare you look at pornography when I am an option when I ask, hey, are you up?
Yeah, but here's the thing is that...
But is that what Marie was saying, or is that what the article was saying?
If you have Google Chrome, it's called Control Shift N.
Yeah, it's
Incognito browser.
Richie Incognito browser. It's really good.
It makes racial slurs.
Yeah,
and calls
it
you
yells
a
at you, and then doesn't. Then you complain, and you don't want to play.
Why
on
are
his
we
theme.
Control shifting niggers?
And then the
Ryan said it.
Whoa!
Really?
It
sounded
a lot
like
control,
you.
It should be Control Alt AA at this point.
Alcoholics
Anonymous? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What? That.
I was thinking more along the lines of African American, but that fell flat.
Was that a call for help? Did Dutch just...
I think that was.
Oh, it was Control Shift Coloreds. That's what he was looking
stop.
For.
Oh, whoa.
Stop it.
Stop. My bad.
Okay.
That's on
I like
me.
Party Marie.
That's on me.
Yeah, it is on you.
That's my fault. That's I read this the wrong
guy, way. Is there any more?
Yeah, there's a ton more.
Yay.
Okay, the next one. Just a text message that says one word. Hey.
Oh,
okay.
She's upset.
I'm in trouble.
What is something. What gay horse is like?
No, it's it's not even that.
No, H-E-Y.
It's not even that I'm in trouble. It's that I forgot to do something that I promised that I was going
to
do.
Hey, did you remember to take the trash out? By the way, whenever she texts you that, it's because she's looking at the trash and not taking out. Hey, did you remember? Well, probably fiddling with
it. You're doing it wrong.
How I read hey, by the way,
right,
is that.
Take your mindset.
Hey!
Take your mindset out of a married couple and think girl flirting with guy. Hey.
Okay, hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, that is.
You want some of this vagina? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's
all right. The answer is she wants to start a conversation, but is terrified, uncreative, or minimalist. If she's a
Most women are all of those things.
Uncreative. That's funny.
If she attached a bunch of unnecessary whys, she's feeling flirty.
Hey!
This is my absolute least favorite text message
I love
to receive.
It.
Have something to say or say nothing.
Hey!
I don't think I've ever started a conversation in text message the way I would in real life. You know what I mean? Like, wait, hey, what's going on? Not much. You know what I mean? Like, people who actually try to do like the whole traditional conversation thing with text messaging, it's the most annoying thing in the world. I always have like a full page of what it is I want to say, and then I just send it.
All right, the next one isn't something really that I should ask a question. I'm just going to rephrase what this means. The text says nothing at all. They're saying like, how long is... Does it take before she's not interested in responding to you? Like
immediately, if it's me.
And me.
So you texted something that required a response, like a question or something annoyingly vague. If she's been quiet for 1 to 2 days, she could be just having a normal life. 3+ days, she's not into you.
You know why I love Dutch?
Why?
Because I'm looking at her. I can see what he's doing.
What is he doing?
And I guess he laughed before he even grabbed his phone. Is that what happened, Dutch? Did I call?
No, I had my phone off the left. I could see it popped up on my screen. Royce just texted me, hey.
Fucking asshole.
All right, here, the next one. Can I call? Question mark.
Wait, say it again?
Can I call? Question mark.
Oh, that means you want to bitch about something.
Something
I don't want to hear about.
Nah, it's I want to vent, and I just want you to listen.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
And I want you to have like enough time.
Okay, I'm guessing she wants this dick.
Why?
So
we're
assuming that every text message he gets ever is about wanting his penis.
Well, that's why I don't have a lot of friends.
I'm always sending him pictures of my penis.
Yep.
Well, Chet feels that if the text
message
says,
Chet?
Can I call?
That what Chet wants?
Ask, though.
I mean,
is that what Chet needs?
Yes. It means brace yourself. It's probably not good. Or she's driving and being very responsible.
No, women aren't that intelligent.
I never use my phone as a phone. When it rings, it scares me. It's like, what is that? Should I pick it up?
If you answer it, it's just the FBI warning you that there's a home invasion every 5 minutes.
Or the Red Show calling in the middle of our show, whatever, something like that.
Why would you let them do that?
Any more, Marie?
Okay, the next one is, who is...
Let the dogs out.
Well, the question says, who's Claire? But I think Claire could be interchangeable with any other female name.
Claire's the chick from...
Say the cheerleader, save the world.
Right.
Right.
Heroes.
Essentially saying that if she's questioning another female, that she's assuming you're cheating on her.
Well, that's true.
Dutch, if you're going to seduce me via text, don't make spelling
what
mistakes.
What did he say? What did he say?
He goes, hey, you wasn't this dick. He meant to say what?
But I know. You didn't say it the way I spelled
okay,
it.
You say it. Go ahead.
You was this dick.
Yeah, but he...
I was trying to say wants this dick. Yeah,
but he
said
wasn't. Wasn't this dick.
The last one doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
It's like a really long ellipsis and then question mark exclamation point.
I've never seen that.
Ellipsis?
Yeah, dot, dot, dot.
Question mark. Oh, you want to fuck?
A Mitsubishi ellipsis?
Dude, I used to have a fuck buddy back in the day where we wouldn't even... We got to the point where we wouldn't say, oh, hey, what are you doing? You want to come over? We would just send each other question marks and exclamation points if yes, and frowny face if no.
Well, that's you and not anyone else's code.
Yeah.
That's what I'm assuming. That's dot, dot, dot. Question mark.
You guys are just assuming that...
You want this dick.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, Chet's response is, she's angry and persistent, a dangerous combination. You need to deal with this girl because she will find you.
And do what? What's she going to do? What's she gonna
suck this dick.
I was going to say get beat up.
Oh, no.
Because I will slap the shit out of a bitch.
Yeah, I guess they're saying that if she's saying dot, 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 question mark, exclamation point, that she's pissed off.
Well, yeah, because she's probably been waiting on a response for something that I don't want
to
talk about.
Or she wants his dick, like one or the other.
Yeah,
she wants the dick.
Nobody wants the dick except me.
Okay, so what? We've established that every single text message is about wanting the dick.
Wants the dick.
Fair enough, guys. We solved it. We cracked the code.
That's what I do. Tons of dick. Round the clock. Dick. Dick parade.
Dick parade.
Love gone sour. Indian rickshaw driver kills American wife then self.
Whoa.
Why are you laughing, Murray?
Love gone sour. Indian rickshaw driver kills American wife then self.
Sweet and sour.
Now, you guys all know what a rickshaw driver is, right?
Yes. Okay. It's a guy that holds a carriage full of people with his arms. And runs.
And he has slanty eyes, and he makes your food very spicy.
Bro.
They met and fell head over heels at the Taj Mahal, and that
more like Taj Mahals.
Remember when you had that idea about that gay idea that you had?
Nightclub?
No, it was a gayer idea than that.
Two guys in Dubai?
But it was just an idea about, we were talking
having
about
sex with guys.
Having sex.
Okay.
Right.
She is an American tourist. He's an Indian rickshaw driver.
He was a skater boy.
He was a rickshaw boy. Said, see you later, boy. I don't have change for
this
tens.
Picture taken with the Game Boy selfie picture?
Yes,
thing?
It's pretty good.
That is a horrible quality picture.
But there wasn't the kind of romance that Bollywood endings are made of.
What is a Bollywood?
Their marriage soon soured. And
just like their chicken.
Get ready for this name. And Bunty Sharma.
That's got to be made up.
That sounds
Bunty
so made
Sharma.
Did he invent the bunt cake?
Stabbed his wife, Erin Wingelger.
Willinger. Willinger.
Van Willinger.
Wontinger, more like.
To death, bro, before blowing himself up in his home.
Do you even blow yourself up, bro?
Blowing himself up?
Yeah. She was 35 from Pennsylvania, first visited the northern Indian city of Agra.
Well, that was her first mistake.
In September.
Agra, crack.
To see the Taj Mahal. The white marble mausoleum of the grief-stricken emperor. Okay, we know what the fucking Taj Mahal
is. I don't know what the Taj Mahal is.
Taj Mahals.
That I do know.
Their Willinger met Sharma, a 32-year-old who made a living driving a rickshaw, those three-wheeled green and yellow cabs.
No, an auto rickshaw, which means it did it himself. So what the
no,
fuck is
No, it's an autoerotic rickshaw.
Autoerotic asphyxiation
They married in the local court Agra's police
so romantic.
Chief. Wait, ready for the Agra's?
Did he walk her over there in his little rickshaw?
Agra's police chief.
Do they have like 50,000 people dancing in court? In court.
But their marriage soon headed into trouble. They married in a local court. Agra's police chief, Shalabah Mathrach, told CNN. Name. It's real. Told CNN. But their marriage soon headed into trouble, and the couple started living separately over differences in their relationship, Mathrach said.
Whoa.
Both had allegations against each other, the police chief said, without elaborating. But the Indian Express newspaper, which is actually ironically slow, reported that the Sharma accused his wife of smoking too much and talking to other men. The couple separated but were not legally divorced, Mathur said. On February 20th, Willinger and Sharma again, but police weren't clear why. Police said she drove her to a secluded part in Agra and fatally stabbed her. The magic carpet had no comment. He then went home and killed himself by igniting a gas canister. Abu stole an apple. Robin Williams was a genie.
It's funny that you started playing that because Maul earlier, when you first brought the story up, said poor Aladdin.
Yep. We offer our condolences to her family and loved ones on their loss, but we cannot lower your interest rate. You have to call somewhere else.
Whoa. But they gave me the number to this office.
Yeah, I know, but this office is located in Bombay, so shut up.
But they said you were the office that could fix it.
I am.
I want to speak to your supervisor.
I am the supervisor.
Oh, finally, somebody I can talk to.
Okay. You're not doing the voice right.
We are in the... That is the voice. We are in contact with her family and providing all appropriate consular assistance. Out of respect for the privacy of those affected, we decline further comment.
Yes, thank you for calling. My name is Greg.
It's not, though.
No, my name is Greg. I help you today, sir.
It's not Greg, though.
How can I help you, sir? My name is Greg.
It's not. You can help me by telling your real name.
Sir, my name is Greg. How may I help you with this call today?
Greg, it's not. I really called Capital One just to extend my credit line. Can I speak to anybody else, preferably American?
Sure, 1 second, please, sir. Hello, this is Apu.
Okay, it's not.
You?
It's not. You're not getting what I want here. All right, Marie, stop that. Family. Oh, there's a video from Newsy, and it's not Tittle because she's at Huffington Post. So you don't have to say it, Dutch.
Shh, don't tell Dutch that.
Scoop!
No, hold on, wait. There we go.
A New York man's 96th birthday was ruined after he reportedly found a dead rat.
After he reportedly found out he was 96
cake.
Years old.
We want to warn you.
That's actually very funny. All right, here's a picture of a rat in a cake.
Reportedly.
Despite all my rage, still just a rat in a cake.
It was in a cage.
In a cake. I heard this song, remember? It was the Smashing Pumpkins. And
smashing gourds.
Squash. He found a dead rat baked into his birthday cake. We want to warn you, some of the video
includes dead rats in birthday cakes.
About to see might be gross. WABC report.
Okay, first off, this guy's awesome. This old man's amazing. He looks so angry.
The cake come from per se.
So Joe Valente complained about his cake.
Yeah, I know.
Said it didn't taste right. Then when he had his
mostly because there's a rat in it.
Family cut it open. They reportedly noticed what looked like black mold. But it only gets worse and more disgusting from here. The New York Daily News points out after looking further through the cake, family members say they discovered a rat tail and even parts of a rat's dead body baked inside. The New York Post adds the tail was also apparently bleeding into the cake. Valente reportedly suffered from stomach pain.
It sounds okay. It's not that bad.
And diarrhea after eating some of it. Now News 12 Long Island reports a family attorney has asked for state officials to investigate exactly what happened at the store that sold the bad cake. The attorney argues the King Cullen Bakery was negligent. King Cullen's spokesman says the store has removed all the German apple ring cakes and that all of the chain's bakeries...
German apple ring. They come with rats if they're German cakes. That's how they're made.
They removed all the rats from their other cakes.
Yeah, also...
Yeah, you should get the Scheiser cakes.
That's you know what the truth is. You've probably everyone here's probably eaten some rat.
Yeah, hot dogs.
Yeah, you've eaten rat.
They probably ordered it from my startup business called Mind Cake.
Okay, that's not
Is that a Nazi niche?
Yeah, because
is it a Kickstarter? Should I invest?
Do you
in
actually
it?
Cook the Jews into you the know, cakes, or do you?
No, but we make everything all kosher.
How do you so get them into the ovens?
Nazi jokes are not funny, and frankly, I'm offended.
You see, I knew it was coming.
One San Francisco Girl Scout is proving a shrewd businesswoman.
She's not there anymore, guys.
Taming of the Shrewd.
Oh, I said Scoop.
Okay.
Scoop. There it is.
Scoop.
One San Francisco Girl Scout is proving a shrewd businesswoman, making money off the munchies. The Green Cross, a marijuana dispensary, posted photos to its Facebook page this week of 13-year-old Danielle Lay selling her Girl Scout cookies outside its doors.
Brilliant. By the way,
that's a great idea.
Great idea, yep. The girl. That's really smart on her end. That's actually very, very brilliant.
After 45 minutes, she had to call for reinforcement cookies. Backups.
Okay, by the way, this person who's...
Whoa.
Can we before we get into any of that, can we talk about why this girl is acting like she's on audition?
Holly Burt.
Okay, so she had to call for backup. I got a skull.
And I was a girl, then I changed into a guy, and then back to a girl.
Look at her nostril, Dutch. Look at her nostril. Look at it. Look at her nostril.
Punch it. I want to break her nose to close it up.
I'm
going to
stick my penis in her nostril.
Jesus. Reinforcement cookies. Backups. And
you guys want to buy some cookies?
No, get the fuck away from me.
I go to school. Backups. And her mother was quoted saying that she sold about 117 boxes in 2 hours.
Danielle and her mom did not want to be interviewed on TV, but Danielle's...
They will do interviews on radio, though. Very odd.
Yes.
We're going to get them.
KPIX, she thought this was a good opportunity to both show her daughter different areas of their city and to have a mature conversation about drugs.
And she was low on pot anyway.
That's a mom of the year right there, by the way.
I agree. Good.
They're trying to shadow your kid, you know, from drugs and all this other stuff. Like, just talking to him about it, and then at the same time, hey, stoners love cookies.
Make money. Yeah, exactly. Make money. Good.
And all they're going to have is cash anyway.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Boom.
Good.
The East Bay Express quotes Carol, "The girls learn that users are not drugged out. Many have serious needs and are just a little different. And they get very hungry after," said Danielle. Yes,
no shit. She's all this mom. Yeah, she's great.
Lesson about pot, but Danielle's marijuana money move is also...
Whoa! Pot is marijuana? I'm sorry. I'm completely against this now. I just don't know the street name. I don't know the street name of things. My bad, guys.
You're an idiot.
You know what's great about selling the Girl Scout cookies in front of that type of place is that
I don't
they can never
the
say, sorry, don't
home.
Have any cash on me.
Yeah. Right.
They're going to look and say, really?
That.
Yeah.
Really? I know. Oh, my. Thank you, John. Just whatever. Fine. I'm done. For the sake of you guys suck.
So getting her praise as brilliant, savvy, even
genius. It's not
genius.
Here. It's 45
We're
minutes
just
away.
Surprised there's not a dude at the end of some of these headlines.
Dude.
KPIX spoke.
Because you see.
Pothead dude.
Spoke with the Girl Scouts of Northern California, and they're fine with where Danielle set up her stand. She will be back at the Green Cross Saturday.
Dude! Sweet!
I forgot I had that one for
free. And some of the money made off of selling her cookies will go to research for Alzheimer's. For Newsy, I'm...
But they keep forgetting to donate it.
Great.
Do you guys want to see the toughest principal in America?
I don't get it.
Please, I would... Oh, my God. More than breathing.
By the way, she looks like the detective from The Wire, the black detective, whatever. Her name
is. Kima, yeah.
Fenger High School Principal Liz Dozier is on a mission.
Wait, what was the high school's name?
I'm on a mission to find clarity because I can't blow my nose out.
Thunder High School.
It is, and let the cowardly lion do his report, Dutch. Put him up.
Fenger High School Principal Liz Dozier is on a mission. To give her kids a shot at a better future.
Now, I used to be a detective. I don't even know why I'm doing this story.
Now, why does it sound like you're threatening somebody?
How do you make all those kids white?
Future.
There's a larger ongoing gang conflict within the community. And, like, the school, we sit, like, in the middle of this.
Of course it's a tough school. It's called Thunder High School.
But check out she just yells at gangbangers.
Gentlemen! Gentlemen! Not gonna happen!
Not today. Not today. Keep it moving. Get out of the street. I'm not going to say it again.
Wait, is that the same woman that yelled keep Obama in president?
No, but you're not the principal of the street, lady. You're not the principal of the street.
You don't
want to
keep him out of president.
Yeah.
That's that same lady that does that comedy bit where he's like, you're going to learn today, right?
Is it Wanda Sykes?
It's like a 5 foot. Keep Obama in president, you know?
Tiny, it's the same lady. Little. It's the same.
There's a fire, right?
Get out of the street. He's headed southbound on 112th and Emerald.
Your principal, what are you doing? Get out of the street.
She's being the police.
Stop calling the cops.
She's trying to keep gangbangers, that guy's out from the front of her school. Principal, hey, good
down,
for her.
Principal down, and I broke my shoe.
I broke my shoe.
You know, she thinks that she's being really tough and gaining respect. You know, all the kids make fun of her and hate
You know what's really funny? When she makes a joke, principal down, you know when a cop says it, it's because he's been shot. No, but it's really funny. You're tough.
On 112th and
up. Not when their shitty heel broke because they're hamming it up for a camera. This bitch sucks.
Well, yeah, she's a woman.
112th and Emerald, I broke my shoes.
An important part of Principal Dozier's job is to keep tabs on gang conflicts and make sure.
And also attend
right,
various
gang bangs.
This
reporter needs to kick his NyQuil habit before he starts on.
I'm just really sleepy, guys.
Join us next week on Dr. Phil.
it sounds like he just came back from the dentist and like the Novocaine isn't worn off.
Students are safe at school. By the time a kid gets to high school, his gang affiliation
you can tell by the music that it's scary.
Sounds like Vin Diesel almost.
Episode of
sounds
Steve
like he needs
Wilco
to change
show.
To Allstate.
It can become his identity, and even a lunchroom fight can turn into a gang war.
Who was the other girl?
It's not a gang war. It's not even close. Stop.
It's just a high school fight. There's plenty of them everywhere.
You don't know.
Yeah, but
Royce,
this is Thunderdome High School.
No, you're at a dome. It's just Thunder High School.
Norman Lear, starring Mel Gibson on this bitch.
Only one kid leaves the school every day.
That's terrible. That's turnaround rate. It's got to be horrible.
Go down there and get that.
Principal Dozier and her team have transformed the culture at Finger High.
There are two kids arguing.
Okay, if this is a problem with the school, they need to get Whoopi Goldberg in.
No, they don't.
And they're gonna start singing.
Sister
and then
Act
also,
4.
Also the substitute. That movie. What else is about? What else has teachers and rough inner city kids?
It will continue to bubble up.
High school high.
Braiding hair.
High school high.
Explode.
In 2009, Fenger was identified as a failing school that needed to be saved. Principal Dozier
2010, they confirmed it.
2013, it's now Walmart.
2014, the robots became self-aware. Cyberdyne Systems took over the school, and now gang warfare has taken into the community.
Play the Terminator 2 score, Royce, yeah, while this video's on,
I'll
please.
Do it right now. Thank you, John. I think John nailed it on the... I got the score. I think John nailed it on the...
You
got
to play it now.
I got it.
Yeah, you got to get, you know, not the doo-doom-doom-doom-doom, no, the other part.
I know.
The slow build-up.
Ryan, do you even know, bro, what you're talking about?
Yeah, I invented Terminator.
No, you didn't. You can't invent Terminator and music.
Here we go.
Let's figure out what the issue is, because if we don't get
let the stupid music
finish.
It will
continue to bubble up until it will explode.
In 2009, Fenger was identified as a failing school that needed to be saved. Principal Dozier was hired and given broad authority over an entirely new team. She also received a 4-year federal grant to help turn the school around.
The climate in the school is just absolutely abysmal. Like massive gang fights in the hallways, 300 arrests.
Why are you
going
to have to back that up and do it again, Roy?
No, it's fine.
I was holding your laughter because that's just way too good.
All right.
Oh, my God.
I'll do one little bit. Just a little bit more. Okay, and then I'll stop.
Be saved. Principal Dozier was hired and given broad authority over an entirely new team. She also received a 4-year federal grant to help turn the school around.
The climate in the school was just absolutely abysmal. Like massive gang fights in the hallways. 300 arrests that first year. We had to have.
All right, Royce, maybe pull up another song that could lighten up the mood with this.
No,
that was fantastic.
Mambo number 5.
Very funny.
Wait, no, the first RoboCop theme with the anvils.
No, Royce knows exactly what song I'm talking about that could lighten up this school and make it seem.
I got it.
Chirpy.
Relax.
Gangster Paradise.
Better.
What song is better?
All right, hold on. Let me back up a little bit here. Let's lighten up the mood.
The 4-year federal grant to help turn the school around.
The climate in the school was just absolutely abysmal. Like massive gang fights in the hallways. 300 arrests that first year. We had to have literally 2 districts worth of police in the building for us to be able to change classes one day. It was a scary time in terms of like...
It's a lot more fun now.
Yeah.
I kind of want to go to Thunderdome High.
I kind of want to get arrested by those police.
Now, Chris, question, why is she driving like she's a cop?
Can we just listen to Hall & Oates for the rest of the show?
That's not a bad idea, guys.
It's really not.
It's pretty terrific.
I'll pull
actually
a Pandora playlist up if I have to.
Like, you know, worried parents.
Principal
like,
Dozier just graduated with her master's in school psychology.
But they never taught her how to love.
An opening at Thunderdome High School opened up and she had to turn her whole life around.
See, John, I would go with Medea goes to principal. Where she teaches the kids to respect her.
Yeah, I see. Hey, girl, better stop walking in your halls. Don't want to run down, go to slip and break your ankle. At well, it's a hall pass. Dog, Grandma Medea gonna tell you to go into the principal's office right now. Oh, you got a Saturday to attention now. Gonna write you up on a referral. Oh, why, yes. Yes, I like to tell what the lunch menu is. Salisbury steak, you know, that's my favorite. Go on a little dance now.
Tyler Perry's gonna offer you $4 million for that idea.
Seriously, really is.
Franchise out to you.
John's gonna get his own show on TBS if he keeps doing that.
John, don't keep doing
don't
that.
Don't do it,
please.
John. See, the only problem that I have with Tyler Perry is Tyler Perry. Is that he's Tyler Perry.
The only problem with Tyler Perry is that I hate him and everything that he does and anytime I see him or look at him. But if it wasn't for, like, if none of my sensory functions worked around him,
you like him,
I think it'd be fine. Like, if I didn't have to see him or listen to him.
I feel like we talked about this before, because remember he did, like, that cop movie called Alex Cross, and all I was thinking was, when is he going to turn into Madea? When is he going to turn into Madea? And apparently, like, supposedly, like, 50% of the people said it was a good movie. The other 50 were looking for Madea, but, yeah.
What's worse?
I can honestly say I've never seen a single Tyler Perry movie, and I'm proud of that fact.
What is worse than
I've only seen Tyler Perry movies.
Is worse than a hoarder?
I've never seen a movie unless Madea's in it.
What's worse? Yeah, Madea.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I tap out.
Don't be racist. What's worse than a hoarder? One who hoards
a Mexican.
400. Okay.
A California 6th grade teacher has been charged with animal cruelty after police found he was hoarding hundreds.
Ow, damn it.
It's not her. It's that other. She's.
A teacher has been charged with animal cruelty after police found he was hoarding hundreds of mice, rats, and snakes in his house. 53-year-old William Buckman is now in custody.
You hoard the mice and the rats.
Wait, his name is Willard?
Yeah. I'm furious about
this. If you have a lot of snakes, you also have to hoard mice and rats to feed snakes.
Why are you furious?
Because he's Nick furious.
Because why?
What?
Nick Cannon furious.
Okay, you both. What?
Well, the problem was he had rats in the house, so he brought a bunch of cats to get the rats, and then he had to bring the snakes in to get the cats out.
Why? So then he decided, let me bake these rats into this cake and give it to this old man. He won't notice.
Why is there a law that tells me how many snakes I can have in my house?
Because for pure
I've
sanitation.
I've had it with these motherfucking snakes on this Monday to Friday house.
You messed it up.
53-year-old William Buckman is now in custody after investigators found more than 400 snakes inside stacked floor to ceiling in cages.
One of the snakes was quoted as saying, "Cobra!" as he walked away.
also located
so was having 400 snakes in one house bad?
No.
They haven't said yes or no yet.
Well, how big is the
sleep?
House?
Every day I was in that home, I'd be convinced there was a snake rubbing against my foot.
Every day I'd be hustling.
400 snakes.
That's not so. But here's the thing. So what? So what?
What was it in that Seth MacFarlane's cavalcade of comedy things that you never hear people say? He's like, no, dude. The reason why people respect you is because you have a pet snake.
Listen, not so what. I get it. But I'm sorry. Are you pro 400 snakes in a house?
All I know is that
I want to get this straight. Are you pro 400 snakes in a house?
If I had a house and I decided that I want 500
in
snakes
the middle
in my
of
house,
our street,
our house.
Then I should be allowed to have 500 snakes in my house.
Shoehorn.
Why was it? Hold on. Also, why was it illegal? Was it like animal cruelty kind of thing?
Well, we'll find out.
To located about 50
rats. How can you be cruel to a snake?
You're fat snake.
And mice roaming Buckman's house. The Los Angeles Times reports.
Well, he was tying those snakes to ceiling fans and turning them on.
that's awesome.
That's my plot for Home Alone 5. One of my booby traps in Home Alone 5 is he ties a bunch of snakes to ceiling fans so the robbers get the turn.
They go from PG to PG-13. They're trying to up it a little bit.
Was a snake breeder. Police raided his home.
Dude, I'm just thinking about a snake on each span of a 5 ceiling fan.
It would be so unhappy if you just glued them. Like you have to like hold their back.
Not even. You put them up with a nail gun.
Oh, no.
And turn the fan on.
It would not be.
What sound the snakes make?
I don't know. Why are you doing that?
Maybe he had an elaborate plan.
Pran.
That's racist.
Maybe he had elaborate plans.
Pran.
Oh, hello. Oh.
Maybe he had elaborate prawns that he was giving out to people.
Oh, I elaborate have a pran for you.
Poor Marie.
Marie. Maybe if you were the only one that messed up on the show, we wouldn't make fun of you.
Right.
That's okay.
It just comes
that
from
was
years
funny.
Of getting abused the second you make fun or you mess up, so when everyone else does, you're like, oh, get him!
Yeah, I know.
From neighbors complaining of a foul smell.
Stench is overwhelming. It's like, what's that smell?
Smells like 400 steaks next door.
How did you get the approximation of 400? It smells like 400 snakes.
Excuse me, Department of Sanitation, it smells like 400 goddamn snakes next door.
Excuse me, sir, what does 40 snakes smell like? Could you 10 times
less
softer?
Now, so
I just want to report something. It smells like snakes next door. And I want to guess how many. It smells like 400 to me.
You know, if I had to guess, I'm not a gambling man, but if I had
Hello,
to guess.
Hello, officers. If I told you there was 200 snakes next door.
Would you believe me?
Yeah, not double that shit, motherfucker. Because that's how many snakes are next door.
Yes, I said it smelled like snake. Yeah, if I got to put a number on it, I'm going to say 400.
Yes, it smelled like 400 snakes. I hope they burn in hell.
It smelled like no less than 400 snakes.
So, sir, how many snakes are next door?
There were 403 snakes next door, sir.
403. Our protocol only goes to 410.
Wait, so I don't win the raffle?
No, you did not.
I don't win the raffle for guessing how many snakes.
It smells like no more or no less than 400 snakes.
Ryan loves this.
He's losing it. I'm crying.
Yeah, he is.
I just still don't understand. I can't see it. I want that many. That's I want 5,000 snakes
you
in my
see
house.
The tears.
Hey, honey. Honey, come over here.
Go get me my
snake. Like 400 snakes next door.
I don't even know why this is so funny.
He just wakes up and says, come here. Come here. Come here. How many snakes does this smell like to you?
I'm tapping out.
I don't know about 300. You sure? I'm thinking it's like more like 400.
You really think it smells like 300 snakes? I'm smelling about 100.
I'm telling you, man, we're not even downwind. That's got to be at least 400.
And I should know. I'm a snake expert.
We're not even downwind.
I think you guys broke Royce.
Yeah, Royce walked away. He couldn't handle the snake jokes.
And that's a rarity.
One of my favorite things about this show, though, is the things that the Lopez brothers will pick up on and just die over.
Why are snakes so stinky?
I can't. I'm trying to go back. I can't. Because
this guy works like because. You know that this guy talking, you know he works in a factory somewhere where he works like the J shift, so he just works 4 days, like 3 days a week for 12 hours, and he's going in with his lunch pail. Man, I can't sleep. It's like 400 snakes every day.
Breathe, Ryan. Breathe. Just relax. Relax. Don't worry about what I'm doing with my hand. Just really relax. There you go.
Because you know when
the camera
they put,
on,
like,
someone needs to change the camera to Ryan because he's losing his shit over there.
Because you know, like when they put the caution tape up, you know, like when animal control gets there, you know he's trying to peek over. How many snakes was it? Let me see. Well, how many were we? 400?
I fucking told you those 400 snakes.
Y'all got the official count.
Tell me how many snakes it is. Because Big A, because Big Ray said it ain't 400. I tell him, dumbass, 400.
I know a lot of things. I know how
dumbass
much.
Dumbass talking to me like I ain't never smelled 400 snakes before. Like, I know what I'm talking about. Like, I'm just making up how many snakes I'm smelling.
Oh, fucking Christ.
What?
Hashtag snake mode.
Hashtag
thank you, D.
Shark snake mode.
I'm sorry, but it's, you know, I'll tell you why I was laughing so hard. In my mind, it's the sheer number of 400 snakes, and this guy going, it's so many snakes. How did he walk in the house? Sorry.
How would he have like some kind of like a recollection type of memory and sensory type of, you know, recognition to go, that's got to be at least 400.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Are you all right?
Like,
man?
once he got to 83 snakes, he didn't think there was a problem.
So many snakes!
When he owned 83 snakes, he said, you know what? 317 more snakes, and then that's it. I mean it. I'm adding 317 more snakes,
and I'm done
stopping. I know my limit.
I'm not going to be crazy snake guy. I'm going to stop.
Am I insane?
I'm not nuts.
I'm not going to be like lost and keep the wheel spinning. I'm going to Breaking Bad this. I know when I've had enough.
400 snakes? Thank you. I'm retiring. Oh.
It has to be
not crazy. At least I don't have 430 snakes. That'd be crazy.
Oh. Oh, guess. Yeah, I want to give you credit. It's exactly like guessing how many like sweets are in a jar or something. It's 400 snakes. Ah, I was wrong. I don't win. All right. Well, coming up,
I wonder if he has an Excel spreadsheet with all the names of the snakes. Zsa Zsa Gabboa.
Okay.
This is Snape.
Zsa Zsa Gabboa.
The level of... disgust.
That was just the first one off the top of his head.
Oh, Ryan. I want to stab him in his fucking throat.
My God.
And not just with my dick.
The fact that he thought of a female snake versus a male snake first.
Zsa Zsa Gabboa is next to Peter Python. Go grab him. We're going to put him in the crate. Hey, by the way, get me 700 mice. Thanks. Oh, okay. Look, coming up after us.
See, I was off on that one. I thought it was at
would
least 800.
Feed so many snakes.
Listen, Dutch, start playing the outro.
Okay, you know what? I'm mad enough to admit I overshot the amount of snakes.
I'm better at snakes, but the mice one I'm not so good at. That's Terry's line of work there.
Who the fuck is Terry?
The mice counter guy, dude. Neighbor.
All right. After us, the Red Show, coming up in 2 minutes.
Hey, yo, Dice. Hey, Dice, come here. Man, there was 400 snakes in there. You said 350. You're dumbass. You know anything. Talk to me like I don't know what snakes smell like. You think this is the first time I smell snakes? Dude, I'm going to talk like snake guy.
By the way, do I sound okay? The quality went to shit on my end. We got to get out of here. But do I sound okay, you guys?
You sound fine. Okay.
No, it sounds queer. Horrendous.
Well, you guys sound fine. That's going over the air. So,
right, that's all that matters.
Neglected Hippo Text. Red Show is coming up after us. Make sure to stay tuned. You heard them as they called in the middle of our show. So make sure to do the same for them. Check them out tomorrow. There's a bunch of other shows and Mark Out Radio right after the Red Show tonight too. Is that it?
Yeah. Yep. Well, for tonight.
Yeah. I mean, there's a cavalcade of shows. All right, Dutch. Neglected Hippo Text, and then we go to the Red
text.
Show.
Asbestos is the only food that boys at the dog pound eat.
What?
A groundhog tornado would be fucking adorable. And Marie, why does Dutch need a doctor? Because Dutch's beats are sick. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Did you think I meant you? That would